This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. It is so good to be with you today. We love spending this time with you. We absolutely do. We're here for you Monday through Friday on this same station as we bring you holy conversation and issues of importance to your life and to your faith. Well, and you know, the fact of the matter is we cannot have conversation unless people call us, and we love to receive your phone calls. Oh, goodness, they bring such joy to my heart. Let me give you a number that you can use. It's toll free for you right here in North America. It is 800. It is not 800. It is 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. That is 833-288, get it, EWTN. Indeed, 833-288-EWTN. We certainly do invite you to pick up the phone, give us a call here. Your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement, always of great value to us here at Women of Grace Live, but to all who are listening as well. So very often your question is one that's in the heart, in the mind of another. And so you do them a big favor because you are brave enough to pick up the phone and give us a call here to ask it. But in addition to that, your insights and inspirations and the comments that you make, oh my goodness sakes, they really are of great value. I don't think that we often realize how it is that God uses us. He uses us, regardless of whether or not we're aware of it. You know, he's always about the business of doing something in us and through us if we have made a decision to surrender ourselves to him, which, you know, that's no small matter because we have self-will and we've got pride and we've got ego and we've got all of these things that work against this offering of self to God. But when we are able, a little bit at a time, oh my goodness sakes, and by one death to self after another, you know, to make progress in that way, we see that he does wonderful things in us. And he does wonderful things through us. And that in and of itself is recompense beyond our ability to comprehend. But what we do feel is the overflow and the reality of that grace. So I know that you've been exhilarated by that in your own life, as have I. And it's a wonderful thing. So, you know, let's just sort of make a little pact here that we will try each day to surrender ourselves a little bit more to the will of the Father as he seeks to use us poor, humble instruments as a means by which his word is communicated and hearts are healed and souls are saved and lives are changed. What a great, great opportunity we have in him and through him. I want to give you that number again. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Did you know that we are also available for you out there in cyberspace? We certainly are. Social media's got us, and Jeff Burson runs out there and he gathers up your questions for us and he puts them up on the board and we can address them. And the way in which you can participate via that venue is through EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. That's EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature. Put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement in the chat feature there. And Jeff grabs it and gets it up here. Ryan Penny on the phones today, and do a big old Ryan, Ryan. When you call in, he'll enjoy that. If he doesn't, I certainly will. So we invite you to use the phone lines too, 833-288-EWTN. Outside of North America, 1 country code 205-271-2985. Country code 1-205-271-2985. Well, I'll tell you what, I am giddy today, and I'm giddy because, you know, God is so good, and it's always a blessing. Everything that happens in our lives is a blessing. Having the eyes to see it as blessing, that's another matter. That requires a supernatural outlook, and it requires allowing the Holy Spirit to breathe in us and breathe through us and to take our vision and make it his own, you know, and that's the way that the saints live their lives, truly indeed. So to the extent that we invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to take possession of these aspects of our being, to that extent do we make progress in the spiritual life? To that extent do we make progress in union with God? And to that extent can we see him moving in and through all things? And you know, one of the ways in my own personal life that I try to stay attuned to these realities, because let's face it, I mean, you know, basically, we could just say we're all a hot mess. You know, we have our own proclivities, don't we? We have our own weaknesses, our own frailties. You know, we're scarred by our personal sin and the sins of others against us. And we present ourselves to God. And it's like, I mean, you know, if we were to present ourselves to ourselves, we would say, this is a whole lot to contend with. But God, fortunately, is the God of the impossible. So he looks at us and says, I can do something with this. And it's interesting to me how he works through different kinds of opportunities. And for me, one of those great opportunities has to do with really inspirational reading. And I cannot tell you how many times in my own life of prayer, you know, I'll start off reading something. And sometimes, you know, doing Women of Grace Television, I read lots of books a year, just tons of them. And I praise and thank God that he's given me an ability to basically speed read, not according to the methodology that's out there, but according to one that he's designed for me so I can get through a book quickly. But I will tell you this, I cannot tell you how many times, even if I'm prepping for a television program, you know, really trying to glean the information that I need to be able to absorb so that I can ask reasonable questions. I cannot tell you how many times God says, oh no, Johnette, no, no, no. Here's something for you. And you know, it just is something that grabs my heart and my mind and my attention. And I'm led into deep prayer as a result of it. So inspirational reading, being open to how God wants to use, you know, this gift of wisdom that comes to us through the lives of the saints and through people who are saints in the making and individuals who are trying to truly live a holy life. I can honestly tell you it's made such a profound impact in my life, and I'm sure that you've experienced the same thing. So, you know, as you know, I collect old books. I love them. And, you know, I like to dip into them. And one of the books that I've been dipping into with you in recent, you know, months has been this book called The Mary Book that was a compilation, is a compilation of chapters from other people's books and essays that were written that Frank Sheed years and years ago pulled together into this delightful book. Now out of print, outrageously expensive to try to purchase. I came by mine inexpensively, and that was a grace of God. But he's talking about our Blessed Lady in this book. And of course, you know, I just so love our mother. And he, in this particular chapter that's given to us by Ronald Knox, the title is Esther as Type of Our Lady. So the Old Testament women are all types, T-Y-P-E, of Our Lady or of Eve. You know, there are some that are scandalous. We see how they drive us away from God. But then there are some that really are faithful to God, and they're a type of Mary. They're predictive of her. And there's just a few things that I want to read to you from this chapter just to inspire you. And, you know, I just have to tell you, you know, God has so much in mind for us. We can't even begin to imagine it. We just have to trust that it's there and that he desires to reveal it to us, and to always have our eyes, if you will, calibrated to what he's showing us in the present moment. And to that extent, we're able to enter in deeply. And of course, Our Lady did this in spades. I mean, Our Lady is the quintessential example of how to do this. And she's precious in all ways. When we come back, more here on Women of Grace Live. Phone lines lighting up. Join those happy people that are calling in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Going to be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everyone. We're delighted to be with you today, inviting you to give us a call. Keep Ryan Penny busy. Here's the number to use toll-free for you right here in North America, 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. WTN. So do pick up the phone, and we invite you to give us a call here so we can take your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement, and chit-chat about it right here live on Women of Grace Live today. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment, but I do want to remind you about something very special that's going to be happening. Oh, my gracious sakes, today is what? Today is Tuesday. This time next week, I'm going to be all giddy inside. I'm giddy already, so I'm going to be even giddier then, because we are going off to Lafayette, Louisiana, Louisiana. Yes, we are off to Lafayette, Louisiana for our Women of Grace retreat. And it's going to be a beautiful opportunity. And I want to tell you all about it because it's just very important for you to know that God works in these events. He works in all of the events where we come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And most certainly, He works in these Women of Grace events. We've seen it now for all of these many years. And we want you to be able to take advantage of the opportunity to see what God wants to do in your life as we come together at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church. Does it get better than that? Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church, right there in Lafayette, Louisiana. A warm welcome being extended to us by the parish community and particularly through the pastor, Father Russo. We are so looking forward to being with all of you there for the whole weekend and even before it. Yes, indeed, because our Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar begins on June 20th. Kathleen Beckman is our guest presenter. The title for that is Woman, God's Weapon Against Evil, and we're going to find out all about why it is that woman is especially equipped to work in cooperation with our Blessed Lady to smite the head of the serpents of our day and time, and how it is that God reveals to us through the intercession of our Blessed Lady, the strategies, the wiles, the tactics of the evil one. And so we're going to be abundantly enriched through this Women of Grace opportunity. Our Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar is going to send us away with great spiritual riches and great, great practical applications of how it is that we can be these more than conquerors in Christ Jesus in our day and time. So we certainly want to encourage you to join us for the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar, which precedes the retreat. So that takes place on Thursday. It runs through mid-afternoon, probably around 3 o'clock-ish on Friday. And then our retreat begins on that Friday, June 21st. Embracing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit is the topic for the weekend. It is the title of this retreat experience. It opens with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The Bishop of Lafayette is going to be the celebrant at this Mass, along with Father Michael Russo, concelebrant, and also Father Chris Decker. And we're looking forward to that. Father Chris is going to be with us through the course of the weekend. We've got marvelous talks. Kathleen Beckman, Father Chris Decker, yours truly, my husband Jack Williams, Thomas K. Sullivan. We're all going to be talking about the reality of Mary and the Holy Spirit and what they want to do in you, through you, what they're doing already at this moment in the history of man. It is just going to be amazing. I'm going to open up the after Mass and we have dinner and all of these wonderful things. The first talk is going to come that Friday night. I open it up. I'm going to be talking about the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit and the glorious, age to come. And it's exciting to consider what we can anticipate as we move forward in time. But we've got all kinds of beautiful talks. Kathleen Beckman, Mary and the Holy Spirit, Smiting the Head of the Serpent is another talk. Embracing the Holy Duet on the Battlefield of Life by Thomas K. Sullivan. We're going to have lots of time for personal reflection going on. We're going to be hearing about Mary and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Duet and Conversion from my husband, Jack Williams, the Holy Duet and Healing by Father Chris Decker. We're going to have a beautiful healing service. These healing services are just tremendous. It's just going to be absolutely beautiful. And we're going to end our retreat experience together on Sunday with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and that will be at 10:15 a.m. So get on out there to womenofgrace.com. The schedule for both the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar as well as the retreat is available for you there. The talk titles are there. A bit of a summary about the totality of the experience is there, and you can register there, and there's still room for you. So we really want to encourage you, join us next week. You know, if the Holy Spirit is prompting, do not deny the desire of the Holy Spirit. He only prompts because He has blessings in mind for you to receive. So, you know, if you're feeling a little bit of exhilaration in your heart, you know, and your pulse rate's increasing, and, you know, maybe you're even feeling like a butter butterflies in the belly, that's the Holy Spirit. He's saying, come, join us in Lafayette, Louisiana. All of the information is out there. It's going to be a beautiful time in the Lord. That I can most surely promise you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Toll free for you right here in North America. Get on out there to social media land, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you. Chat features there too. You can put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement in there, and we will get it up on our board for you. We've got Dawn with us. She is in Rock Hill, Connecticut this morning via Facebook is the way she's with us. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi, Johnette. I'm good. I'm the same Dawn that called you back in March. I'm disabled, and I was in a bad situation, and you told me to Joan up, and I was good. Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, I wanted to call and give you an update on how the Lord has just blessed me tremendously. I feel like I've entered into the Paschal mystery in a way I never have before, both as far as the living Lent and then living the Easter of from death to new life and beyond, and just my life has just opened up in a way that I have never experienced. I'm in a neighborhood of, it's very multicultural. I live amongst Indians and Egyptians, and we've got a Jordanian family, but very faith-filled people. So I'm in a very place where God is appreciated and God is worshipped, and family's important. And it was hard. It was very trepidatious to trust God, but I really did, and I'm in awe. I am in awe of what He's done for me and how He's leading me and how He's rescued me from a bad situation into a very healthy and God-filled situation.
Oh, Dawn,
so
what a
beautiful... I just wanted to update you on how I'm doing.
I am so happy to hear this news. You know, I just have goosebumps all over. What a great, great grace you have received.
Yes.
And, you know, what a beautiful a witness it is to what happens when we trust God. And it can be so hard
yes.
because we're so afraid
yes.
of letting go. But when we
right.
do, He does incredible things.
And that's exactly what happened. Incredible things. You know, I can't even find the words other than I'm in awe of how He's acted in my life. I'm very close to my parish. I can wheel there in my wheelchair. I'm able to attend morning mass several times a week. I'm involved in a ministry where we knit, crochet, and sew for charity. I mean, for as bad as the situation was, the situation I'm in now is just as glorious, and I just wanted to call and update you and encourage your listeners that yes, it can be hard and unnerving to trust God, but it really is worth it, and He really is faithful, and He really wants the best for us, and He really wants, to borrow your phrase, wants us to live the abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing as I'm living the abundant life.
Well, I am so happy for you, Dawn. And it just, you know, you warm my heart and you warm the heart, I know, of all of our listeners today, and many of whom probably can share your testimony. And many, I think, who hanging on the fence, do I trust, do I not? You know, what does that
right.
mean to trust? How much do I let go? What does it feel like to let go? How do you let go? You know, you are bringing them great consolation and great encouragement to press forward and to leave it to the Holy Spirit. He's going to show us step by step. That's also part of trusting. He'll show us step by step,
yes.
you know?
Right.
Well, thank you so
yep.
much, Dawn.
Yep.
I'm so happy for you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And I keep praying for your ministry. Obviously, there's
thank
a lot
you.
Of people who turn into you. I'm one of them. and your ministry bears great fruit.
Well, may it be so. And thank you so very, very much. And I just have a feeling, just want to say this, that, you know, you did Joan up. And I think St. Joan of Arc is a very special intercessor for you. So continue to ask for her prayer, because I think she's very powerful for you.
Okay, Janet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dawn. God bless you now. Yeah, I mean, these are the things, you know, I mean, this is so beautiful when you hear testimonies like this, because I don't know what it does for you, but it certainly does edify me. We all go through ups and downs. The spiritual life, you know, it's not a steady progression whereby, you know, you move from glory to glory. You do move from glory to glory, but the only way to get to glory is to go through the passion. So to go through the passion is not a one-time experience. It isn't. It's a constant reality in our lives. It's dying to self over and over again. Receiving the travail of the world and allowing God to work in it and through it, and to have faith and trust that He is, no matter how bleak it looks, no matter how awful it is, no matter what, you know, our senses would tell us, even sometimes what our rational mind would tell us. But God works through it all. He's always working. It's just that He wants us to see the work that He's doing. Why? Only to build our faith. Only to have deeper trust, only to be able to move more deeply into the divine mysteries that He wants us to know. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So this Paschal mystery, you know, and this is what we were just hearing in our witness here, you know, this Paschal mystery, this allowing, you know, the reality of this mystery of passion, death, resurrection, passion, death, resurrection. This is the pattern of our life, my friends. It's not like, oh, well, thank goodness I got through that one. I'm good to go now. No more travail. That is foolhardy. We don't have any witness of that. We don't have witness of that in sacred scripture. We don't have witness of that in the lives of the saints. And your personal history says it's quite otherwise. It doesn't mean that, you know, God is this mean person that he's striving to cause us misery. It isn't that at all. It's the way of His Son. He's incorporating us into something that is so far our capacity to understand, a reality that exists in its own sphere. He will give us inklings of it, but we'll never fully comprehend it. We're not going to fully comprehend it in this life nor in the next. We'll be purified in the next. We'll be able to see more deeply, but God is inexhaustible. So, you know, heaven is going to be this one unfolding of the majesty of God and His love for us after another. And we have to be purified, hence purgatory if we need it. We have to be purified so that we can be sustained by it. Because I know that sometimes when, and you can testify to this, sometimes when the consolations of God are so great in your heart, you think your heart's going to burst. It's like, no more, Lord, because we know we can't contain more. Well, we'll be purified in heaven, so we can contain more and more and more and more. But it's going to be a constant infilling, you know, a constant infilling that keeps stretching us, but will never stretch to the full infinitude of God, never, ever, ever. And that's why it's eternal life. But it's going to be amazing. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you, inviting you, please, to call in with your question, your comment, your insight, your inspiration, your word of encouragement. We're right here for you, live today, eager to hear from you. If you would prefer to use social media, you can. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you there. So I was telling you a little earlier on about this Mary book and one of the essays contained in here. Probably it was a homily. Actually, if I recollect correctly, it was the beginning of a retreat that he was giving to a group. I don't know if it was religious or if the group was consisted of lay people. I really don't know. But what we do know about this is that he is presenting Esther to us, but he's presenting Esther to us as a type of Our Lady. And of course, he lands for the majority of this particular selection on an exploration of our Blessed Lady. But he begins by saying this. He says, one, and I think this is good news for you. It certainly was good news for me. One is, and he's talking about the way in which God works. And he says this, is it not wonderful? And he's talking about our Blessed Lady as being the Virgin of Virgins, the Queen of Heaven, the Holy Mother of God. And he says, is it not wonderful that it should be so? For Our Lady is, after all, the culmination of that long process of selection, of choosing here and rejecting there, a human instrument suited to his purpose, which is so characteristic of God's dealings with his ancient people. And Ronald Knox says, I think we can observe throughout the whole of that process two principles at work. And here are the two principles. One is that God chooses every now and again the unlikely candidate, the one we should not have chosen. We wouldn't have chosen the one that God chooses. But God chooses the what? Unlikely candidate. That gives me hope. I'm pretty unlikely. Maybe you're unlikely too. That means that God is choosing you to do something that far exceeds your imaginings or your understandings. Recognizable by its manifestation, but ultimately recognizable by its fruit. And then the second principle. And at the same time, he proves that his choice was justified. That justification comes by what I just mentioned, the fruit of the endeavor. It's the fruit that proves the choice of God, right? It's a beautiful thing. And he says this, and this is exactly what we just heard our dear, dear caller say, God's grace and man's free will corresponding with it, that ancient mystery is illustrated at every turn of the Old Testament story until at last we turn over the page into the New Testament and find its ideal illustration in the life of Our Lady herself. Dawn spoke with us about the fact that she trusted, and God led her from deplorable to awesome. God wants to do the same for you. And I'm eager to hear about a time in your own life when perhaps this occurred and this happened. We're going to be right back with you after this break right here on Women of Grace Live, asking you to share your testimony at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, inviting you to give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here by phone. Ryan Penny waiting to take your call, so do pick up the phone, 833-288-3986. EWTN. We're also available for you out there in social media land, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you. We invite you to get out there and use the chat feature. Your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement, always welcome right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. You can text your question as well. Text EWTN to 55000. That's EWTN to 55000. Eager to hear from you that way as well. And let me just tell you, you know, you can always email your questions to us. Email us at womenofgrace@ewtn.com. That's womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Additionally, still one more way. It just never stops, does it? You can leave your question for us on the caller line, and we will get to that on one of those beautiful days when we address our emails and we take those calls from our caller line. So we invite you to use all of those means at your disposal. Now, listen, I was telling you earlier on about the beautiful retreat that's coming up in Lafayette, Louisiana, beginning with the Benedicta Leadership Institute. You can register separately for that. You don't have to do the Benedicta and the retreat. You can register one or the other, or before you can do them all. But that Benedicta Leadership Institute begins on June 20th. The retreat starts on June 21st, which is the Friday. All of the information is available for you at our website. So I do invite you to get out there. womenofgrace.com is the way you can do that. And if you go halfway down on that homepage in the left-hand margin there, you're going to see events, and you're going to see that those events are highlighted for you. Click on them. You can find out all of the information that you want. You can register there. You know, all kinds of good in information to help you join us in Lafayette, Louisiana, beginning June 20th or June 21st, up to you. Join us for a beautiful weekend in the Lord. I can tell you it's going to be just absolutely marvelous. We want for you to be there. Take this as my personal invitation for you to join us there. Looking forward to it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us if you are in North America. And it is toll-free for you. What's that number again? 833-288-3986. So I was sharing with you a little bit from this beautiful retreat talk that was given by Father Ronald Knox, you know, many, many decades ago. He was talking about Esther as a type of Our Lady, and he was giving us some insight, some spiritual insight into our Blessed Mother. And he was talking with us about how it is, if we go through the Old Testament, we will see that the individuals that God chose to be his instruments were always the least likely candidates. They were not the ones whom you would expect. And he says he works that way. And then he goes on and proves that his choice was justified. And so he is expressing all of this. And he talks about the reality of something that we talk about here a whole lot on Women of Grace Live, that God's grace and man's free will corresponding with it is what basically makes these things happen in sacred scripture, that shows that God's chosen the right person, but great things happen as a result of that. And he says that we see that the entirety of the Old Testament justifies God's selections, and then we turn it over the one page in sacred scripture, and we discover that the ideal illustration of this God selection of the right person, no matter their state in life, is proven by our Blessed Lady. And he talks about this, and he says this. This is beautiful. See if this applies to you in some way. He says, always God sees the human agent he wants. So God sees you right now. And you are the human agent he wants. God wants to do incredible things in you, and he wants to do incredible things through you. There's no question about that. Your very life, your selection to have breath in your lungs right now is testimony enough to that reality. But he says this, God always sees the human agent he wants and makes that human agent what he wants him to be. You know, there's a little modern slogan that we hear often, you know, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called, right? And there's truth in that. And that's what Ronald Knox is saying here. God sees the human agent he wants, and he makes him what he wants him to be. So when God, you know, puts a request on our heart, no matter how small or large it may be, we need not have any fear about saying yes. We need not worry about giving fiat to that, because he's going to bring it about. He is the God of the impossible, and he's going to work through you in a way that defies your understanding. There is one prerequisite, however, and that prerequisite is simply this, that one, we surrender, and two, that we trust, right? And I don't know which comes first there. Do we trust and then surrender, or do we surrender and trust? I have a feeling that when we surrender, trust kicks in. Because that surrender is already an act of faith, and trust always follows faith. So, you know, we say yes, we don't know how we're going to do it, but the fact of the matter is God does it, and we really don't have to worry about it. And our Blessed Lady reveals that to us over and over again. And the fact of the matter is we see through the testimony of the saints that that is the way that it goes. So you need have no fear. Absolutely no fear whatsoever. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you. So I'd like to know, is there a moment in your life where, like our caller Dawn, you completely trusted and God proved that he was trustworthy? Is there a time in your life when God called you to do something that you just didn't think that you were able to do? This can be as amazing as a magnanimous deed. It can be as important to our spiritual growth as offering forgiveness to someone who's hurt us deeply. It can be as faith-filled as an act of charity towards someone who we really questioned whether or not they deserved our love. These are the things, I think, that show us that we're willing to surrender completely and totally to God. And we'd love to hear about them right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having holy conversation with you. 833-288-EWTN, Ryan Penny on the phones for you today, 833-288-3986. Also encouraging you to use the chat feature out there. That chat feature is there for you to use at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply go out to cyberspace, to social media land, and use that opportunity as well. You can text us. Text us at EWTN, and that is 55000. So text EWTN to 55000. Let's see what God has to say through you today to all of those that are listening. That can be a magnanimous act, can't it? That can be an act worthy of trust, one that shows true faith in God, that he's going to use you in a way that defies your understanding or explanation. That certainly was the case with our Blessed Lady. She didn't anticipate God's movement in her life, did she? No, she didn't, but she trusted. And look at what God did. He brought to us the Messiah through our Blessed Lady's fiat. And he wants to birth a Messiah through your fiat in a certain way too. Certainly not as Our Lady, in the same way as Our Lady. But most definitely, he wants to bring salvation to someone through you. And here's this. I think that this is beautiful. Roger Knox writes this, and as she is the culmination of the Old Testament, it's Ronald Knox, and as Our Lady is the culmination of the Old Testament, so Christian devotion has found in the Old Testament titles and symbols everywhere that can be referred to her. She is the second Eve. In her, the serpent's head is crushed. She is the new ark of our salvation, ready to repeople the world with the seed of grace. She is Jacob's ladder by which our prayers go up and graces come down to us in return. Her virginity is the bush Moses saw in the desert burning ever, yet never consumed. She is the ark of the new covenant where God keeps tryst with man. She is Aaron's rod, the single bloom of innocence that sprang from our corrupt nature. As Rahab betrayed Jericho to Joshua, so through her Jesus our Savior entered the rebellious citadel of man's heart. She is Gideon's fleece, wet with the dew of heaven, while all the ground was dry. She is the king's daughter, of whom David sang, and the faithful Sulamite of the Canticles, and Respha, the daughter of Ai, weeping for her sons that were crucified. She is the rod of Jesse and the well of living waters and the gate shut up save for the prince, daughter and crown of the Old Testament. What wonder if patriarchs and kings and prophets spoke of her. Isn't that beautiful? What is a beautiful, beautiful way that we can bring honor and glory to Our Lady? What beautiful way can we then bring honor and glory to God by imitating her through her fiat? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We've got a text message out here. This text message comes from Caden, age 15. What are some better ways to hear God after praying? Well, you know, Caden, what a good question you ask. And this is the question I think that anyone who is faithfully searching for God's will in his or her life asks. And let's talk about this for just a moment. How is it that we hear the voice of God? Well, sometimes we hear the voice of God way down deep in the bottom of our heart, where St. Francis de Sales tells us God speaks. So sometimes it requires, a spiritual listening, a listening with the ears of our soul rather than the ears of our head. God rarely speaks to us audibly, but he often will speak to us in the interior confines of our heart. Now, to do this, we have to try to silence ourselves, right? Get out of the distraction that plagues us, mitigate whatever might become distractions, such as music or sound, And just sit with the Lord. Just sit with him. Picture him. Picture him maybe in the holy monstrance on the altar of your heart. And as you're gazing at him, say, Lord, what is it that you would say to me? And just listen. Listen, listen. And we will often hear our Lord's voice responding to us. Another way in which we hear God, very typically, is through the words of sacred scripture. And there's a practice that we can engage called Lectio Divina, where we read sacred scripture, not so much as to make progress through it in terms of completing a chapter or a whole book or the entirety of it, but rather where we allow ourselves to be engaged by the Word of God even as we seek to engage it. And we let the Word of God speak to us. And sometimes a given word or a phrase, a particular verse in sacred scripture will be, catching our attention in some way. And we'll know that God has a message for us. So we read that again and we ask the Lord, please reveal to me what it is that you're saying. And sometimes, again, we'll hear that voice in our heart, but sometimes God will use the gift of our imagination and he'll bring up a memory. Or he will show us, you know, like an intellectual picture. It'll be in our head. And he'll begin to reveal something to us that we need to hear or we need to know. Sometimes he'll even incorporate into that something that's happening in the natural. I remember one time when I was practicing Lectio Divina in my time of prayer, and I was having some screening replaced, and I heard the screening being ripped off, and it startled me. And I sensed the Lord say in my heart, my daughter, did you hear the screen being ripped off? And I said, yes, Lord. And I seemed to hear him say, well, what did that sound like to you? I said, it sounded abrupt. And I said, you know, it also sounded like, you know, if the screen could feel it, it would be painful. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, and so it is that I rip from you these weaknesses and frailties, which I will now show you. Will you say yes? What a beautiful moment that was for me. So he was incorporating a sound that I was hearing in the natural into my time of prayer. So that's another way. We'll often hear God's voice being spoken to us through the words of others. We might be praying about a specific need or intention, asking for guidance or some other directive from the Lord. And somebody will speak to us a word that just fits right into that. And we'll know instantly, this is God speaking to me through this individual, right? This is God speaking to me through this individual. And we'll hear this often through a homily at Mass. I often hear people complain about homilies, which makes me sad because I think it shows that there's not a proper disposition of heart. So we go into a homily and we ask the Lord right before the priest begins to speak, Father God, I know you have a message in this for me. Help me to be attentive to what that message might be. And we listen very carefully to what is being said. And we look for the voice of God, and sometimes we'll hear it right then, sometimes not until later in the day or even a week later. And the Lord will show us what it was that he was saying to us through that homily. So, you know, in all of those ways, Caden, you know, I would remain very attentive. So, yes, sometimes it happens in prayer. Oftentimes, your question suggests, it happens after praying. He'll make it known to us through the voice of another, through something natural that happens in our lives. Through sacred scripture, through a homily that we hear. So all of those ways, and I hope that helps you, Caden. God bless you for that. 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love to have this holy conversation with you. Phone lines are lighting up. You might as well join all those happy people at 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN, inviting you to pick up the phone and to give us a call. You know, these are the ways in which the saints would hear the voice of God. And if you read the lives of the saints, which I find to be a very useful occupation for my spiritual life, if you read the lives of the saints, you begin to get, just in what they say, you begin to find the methodology that God often uses to communicate to his servants. And, you know, while it can vary based on the saint himself or herself, there are what I might say it would be standards of the way in which God makes his voice known to us, his will and his desire, known to us. And you'll see that, you know, while some will have, you know, beautiful apparitions and others will have signs and wonders, there are still areas within God's communication to his people that apply to all of us. So I would really encourage you to consider that as you move forward in your life of faith and in your spiritual reading. Let's go to Christy. She's out there in Parsons, Kansas today. EWTN.com is the way that she's joining us. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good.
And I know you're good.
Well, thank you. So what's going on in your life today? What do you want to share?
Well, you were talking about hearing his voice. And when I was first a believer, not a Catholic yet, I became a Catholic last year, but I wasn't a Catholic yet, but I was a believer. And I left my live-in boyfriend. Anyway, I was a mess. And I was way up in the town, whatever. But I asked for his will. And I said, Lord, make it so that I can't miss it. And the circumstances came about that were unbelievable. It was definitely, I thought it was God's will, and I made preparations to go to join this group, a Christian drama group, because everybody thought I was so good in drama. But anyway, and the whole town thought this was right, and da-da-da. But anyway, on my way there, I was going to be going down with my godfather in a boat. I mean, it was, like I say, the circumstances were unbelievable. But anyway, I just said to God, I said, Father, I'm not sure about this. And I heard this voice in my left ear, and it said, it's God's will, and you have to do it. And this fear shot through me, and then I was worthless. And I ended up joining them because I was so scared not to. But they asked me to leave. But I just was struggling for that even after I left the group because they made me. And I was condemned. I let the devil, I don't know, but it was horrible.
And so how was it that you got from there to becoming Catholic and experiencing God's love for you?
Well, I hope I have experienced God's love. I'm really trying about that. I have a hard time with that, Johnette. Well, I ended up living, I never been married or pregnant, and I lived with my parents, and I ended up living life, having jobs, and but always, I was, for my goodness, 35 years, I was condemned because of that group. I mean, it was horrible.
So, you know, Christy, here's a sad thing. You know, let me just talk with you about what happened there and the voice that you heard. And, you know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of discernment. And we have to ask and beg God to increase within us this gift of discernment. The seed is there, and we have to practice discernment for it to grow. And we need to ask God to continue to water it and to fortify it and to feed it so that we have a very clear judgment. God will never force us to do anything. He will never force us. It's just not the way that he works. He gave us free will. And because he gave us free will, which, by the way, is one of the ways in which we're created in his image and likeness, because he gave us free will, he will never trespass that free will. He will never force us. So the moment that you heard that word in your ear audibly, and I don't know if it was spoken to you by somebody that was in the boat with you, or whether or not it was something that you perceived from a source that wasn't visible. But whenever we hear, you have to do this, you have to do this, it's God's will. No, God will never say, you have to do this. God always invites us. He always invites us. Even with Our Lady, you'll recall that at the moment of her Annunciation, the angel came and he expressed the will of God. But it was up to Our Lady to say yes or no to that will. And so right away, when that word was spoken to you, it was a false word. I can understand how if we're not attentive, if we don't understand the ways of God, if we haven't been walking along a holy path, we could be quite confused by these things. So, you know, in faith, you you acknowledge that word. It was a false word, clearly. The fruit bears that out. But God's rescued that now. He's rescued you from that. And he's placed you in the Holy Catholic Church. And no matter what's happened in your history, sweetheart, no matter what's gone on there, no matter your frailties, your weaknesses, your sin, none of that, God wants to restore you, Christy, and he wants to restore you completely and totally. He wants to even do more than restore you. He wants to give you more than you would have had these situations not occurred, because that's just the way he operates. And so what he's desiring for you to do is to trust in the guidance that he gives you through the church that his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, founded. So I'm going to recommend this to you, sweetie. I'm going to recommend that you pick up some rosary beads. I'm going to recommend that no matter how you would evaluate your opportunity to pray those beads, good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case is, not to worry about that, just to begin to pray and to ask our Blessed Lady to mother you along, to mother you along, to take you by the hand as any mother takes her little one, and to walk with you, so that you might gain the strength you need to continue to move forward, because God has plans for you. Friends, it's been great being with you today. Sorry we couldn't get to all of our callers. We're looking forward to hearing from you, though, again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.